This is Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan. The Kike, who prefers his weapons have no kick, can hold 10,000 round mags and don't even need silencers. Pneumatics, AIOS weapon systems. www.pneumatics.org. It's a hybrid. It's a for-profit enterprise, but it's also open source. I want the best of both worlds. So what was I going to say? World War II. I wasn't there. I didn't storm the beaches of Normandy, thank God. That doesn't sound fun, like rocking up on a beachhead with like machine guns going off and like fucking sarin gas and mustard gas and like having to charge like a nest with a flamethrower. Like, I'm not one of those dudes, and I don't think I could be. Like, hats off to you guys. Or like Iwo Jima, you know, like running around on an island with like snipers and like napalm. You know, that's like heavy shit. Like, hats off to you dudes. You did your job. That sounds like a nasty fucking situation. You know, like flying over the Pacific and like getting strafed and like kamikazes and like getting eaten by sharks, or you know. But yeah, it was like technology politics, you know, like Ford Motors and Rolls Royce, you know, because they did that advertising from Ogilvy, you know, at 60 miles kilometers per hour, the loudest, you know, sound you'll hear is the clock ticking. Yeah, more fake advertising the FTC didn't crack down on, that built like a, you know, whatever, multi-trillion dollar like monopoly, whatever. Maybe not a monopoly, but damn near. Yeah, so like things like Rolls-Royce jet engines are kind of a big thing. And those things are complicated. You ever seen a jet engine? Like the Merlin fucking like SpaceX engines, or like even like a plane engine. It looks like, what is it? It's like metal tubes in all different shapes with like fucking like combustion physics. And like, man, I don't think I could design one of those. But luckily, like electric batteries are like doing something big, you know? So like, yeah, Elon Musk and Neuralink, I'm really not into that. But electric batteries, hell yeah. You know, if you can put like electric batteries in like a VTOL with like the four engine system, and yeah, use it for military aircraft, like I'm all aboard for that. Bigotry. I don't think the US military would ever fucking be interested in even looking at like a fighter jet made by a Kike. I could be wrong, you know. I've emailed them, you know, are these generals, they talk about like miniaturization and stuff and like autopilot things or like more cost-effective technology. And you know, you can like see him right in the article. We need miniaturization. Miniaturization is where it's at. But then you contact him. Well, I've got Pidget. Pidget, that's one of my other brands. A pigeon drone, right? It looks like a pigeon for like urban intelligence gathering and even like targeted assassinations, right? Like if you gotta like off someone in like a city, like a Muslim leader, right? You want to like get at him, you know, like in one of those like crowded cities when he's making Hajj to like Mecca, you know, like I think something that's like camouflaged like a pigeon with like the legs that fold out would be a good innovation. And I know the guys that make them, they're a French company. It's called, what was it called? I did talk to this guy too. He makes biomimetic drones. What was it called? Bionic Bird. Yeah, I talked to that guy, Rumpke, but another idiot, you know, he won't email back. Once they heard you've like been to jail once, these fucking Frenchified pussies won't even like send you an email. They're that fucking weak, these Frenchies. Even though they make good aerospace technology, like Dassault, you know, like I heard the Israelis like went crazy for Dassault and like had to steal the blueprints. You know, so this stuff's like serious, you know, like building like Stuxnet, you know, like spending like $20 billion with like the CIA and the Mossad to make like a little worm to like, you know, take over industrial control mechanisms. You know, it's big money. It's big money, you know, like building like mock constructor reactors complete with like Siemens computers and like codes and like hiding it all and like, you know, hiring like spies to go into the laboratories and like and like load it in with a thumb drive and then like, you know, break out without getting caught and like thrown in the fucking, you know, reactors punishment, you know, like tortures, you know, because those Iranians, they don't fuck around. If they get you and you're a spy, Like, you're getting the magic carpet, motherfucker. You're going to talk one way or the other. Like, your toenails are coming out. I would not want to be like a POW in Iran. Maybe I would. It might be better than being in like white trash, homosexual America. You know, I tip my hat to the Iranians. Soleimani, you know, yeah, yes and no. Look, he was a solid strategist, and he knew like cost effective technology. I don't like the idea of American soldiers getting their limbs blasted off and like needing prosthetic limbs, you know. But you know, that's what they got to do to like stop demographic feminism from like being imported into Iran under the guise of like freedom and liberty and democracy. So, you know, Muslims. Muslims and modesty and like, you know, hitting her with a left hook every once in a while, you know, they might have like a grain or two of sand on the scales of what do I want to say? What's the term I want to use? Lifestyle. Are there any Iranians listening? Can I get like political asylum there? Like, if I, like, do my best, like, build, like, military technology for you, will you let me, like, smoke weed in, like, a secret lab somewhere and, like, make things? It doesn't even have to be out of hemp thermoplastics. Like, I'll build other things if you can't handle, like, that type of thing. But, like, I heard the Iranian government kind of, like winks about, like, cannabis and hemp. You know, like, we don't even want to mess with you. You know, so some of Iran's things are, like, very progressive in my view. I've tried to do research for that, too. I've talked to Iranians. The thing is, the Iranians, you know, they can't talk to you on social media because if the government gets wind of it, that they're, like, communicating with, like, a Jew or a Westerner, like, they're going into the gulag, you know, because it's easy to have misunderstandings. They don't know, like who you are, like sharing intelligence, even on, because I know what they're doing, and I won't even tell you about it, but like gaming theory and Iranian like weapons is like serious shit, like using like video games to figure out like weapons ideas and like, you know, kill ratio technology. I did talk to one guy before he had to like ghost me because like intelligence got onto him. So, yeah, things like intelligence coups and marketing research, it ain't a game for geeks. You know, they call it on-the-ground commercial intelligence, right? That's like when you get out of, like, military and you, like, get hip to the world and you, like, go into business for yourself and you realize that it's just, like, the exact same thing as military. So it's not called military intelligence anymore. It's called on-the-ground commercial intelligence. And you got spies running around. You know, they used to have, like, people, like, crawling around in, like, dumpsters, like, looking for, like, spare trash of competitors. Like, that's how real this stuff is. And I was in the paper shredding industry. That was one of my other websites. I was making a full-time living from, like, price quotes for document shredding companies. Because you can't, like, just throw out, like, secret documents. You got to have, like... It's a big hassle. It's just almost too tiring to go into. But, like, yeah, you got to, like, shred them things. And you got to meet legal requirements. So I was doing that. I was generating leads. But then, like, Google wiped me out. It was like a bowling ball just, like, knocking out my income overnight. So, you know, I figured out if you're relying on Google for your business, you don't have a business. You have a fucking, you know... a politically influenced temporary fucking house made out of straw. So, yeah, onward and forward. Microsoft and Google and things like search engine optimization. It's complicated stuff. It's research. And, yeah, Brainstorm Pro can also help you find keyword counts. You got to, you know, pay for the upgrades. I'm not giving away the whole house for free, but and I don't even like houses. I'm into homes because a house is a building with four walls and roof, and that's not what I'm selling or promoting. I'm not even promoting buildings either. I'm promoting architecture. Let's see here. Anyway, I want to wrap this up early because, like, Well, let's see. The next topic, I just want to get back to the pneumatics weapons for law enforcement, okay? Because this, it's titled to law enforcement. I'm going to send it out to everybody who can handle, like, actual political, you know, discourse. Or the politics of, like, law enforcement and weapons and inventions and this sort of stuff in the future. So anyway, yeah, pneumatics, you know, potentially 5 different missile types, adjustable with clicks. You might not have to use those spikes on the freeway when you got to, like, stop, like, somebody who's, like, you know, driving over 60 miles per hour, or criminals, like, you know, moving medicines in their trunk. Let me think. Yeah, you can have, like, paintball mode. You can have pepperball blinding mode. It can be managed on pneumatics cannons and you know, operated with a laptop. You don't even have to expose your troops to ground fire. You know, you can manage this stuff from inside. You know, technology is that advanced, believe it or not. You can, you know, point and click. They already have that stuff in drones. Why can't it be on guns or weapons? I'm not sure what the definition of a gun is. I know the definition of a bullet is like gunpowder. And so these are missiles, not bullets. And we might even have electric bullets, like, you know, some sort of pellet with electricity in it. You don't have to have these geeked out fucking Axon tasers with, like, the wires. You know, obsoleting the bullet, it's a cute idea, but, you know, to make a more humane society. But, like, you know, try firing, like, a sniper round at, like, 1,000 yards with, like, a fucking, you know, wires attached to it, going back to the electricity, and it's not, like, logistically sound, take my word for it. But, you know, like, shock taser bullets like that, or sorry, shock taser missiles, like, that might be possible. We can work on that. Anything's possible. There's always something new under the sun. Yeah. So I'm just going to wrap it up. If you're in law enforcement, if there's, like, one or two, you know, like, I don't know. I don't like to make blanket statements, you know, like, we're working in bureaucracy, you know, I know people hate bureaucracy and paperwork and, you know, these are streamlined solutions and, you know, they're hiring black officers and there are some Jew officers and, you know, and there are some white officers and a whole hell of a lot of Irish pig officers, you know, and probably French officers and, Italian officers, or there's Gallardo was another fucking whatever, just assorted, you know, nationality. We're in a melting pot, in case you didn't know, and I'm trying to be cool with it. I don't want to melt in a pot, but I don't want to live in Israel. I don't think I want to ever go back to Israel.